وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits that make us human, and where would be the best place to look in better than the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He created man and He knows what they need. One of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you guys need to have in order for you to maintain human rights, to maintain God's right, your right, and everyone else's right, is the concept of taqwa. And taqwa is one of the most misunderstood concepts in the Quran, or at least one of the ones that are not taken seriously, because then again, it's just taqwa, right? And we just pass on. We're trying to look at this concept of taqwa and see how it plays a massive role and a crucial role in the life of a human beings if they have that trait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 5, verse 8, He says, أَلَّا تَعْدُلُوا أَعْدُلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So the ayah begins like this: All you who believe, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is near to righteousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions taqwa, and he says what taqullah, and adl is self-justice, is a closer aqrabu lit-taqwa, meaning that when we are muttaqeen, we are in the realm of justice. And when we are in the realm of justice, then we should not, or at least we will not harm other people. So taqwa here, being conscious of Allah, being mindful of Allah, will bring the notion of justice with it. So this verse highlights the importance of justice and fairness, not only in Islam, but in life generally, and encourages the Muslims, encourages mankind to act justly even in the face of oppression and hostility. And he says, even when people are trying to force you, people are trying to oppress you, no matter what situation you're in, what you need to do is have taqwa and face your opponents. In relation to human rights, this verse promotes the idea that all the individuals and all individuals are entitled to fair treatment and equal protection under the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Be firm, stand firm in applying justice, and don't worry, don't fear other people. So again, the concept here is justice, which goes back to what?
to taqwa. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we're saying that verse 8 of chapter 5, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ. Surely Allah is more knowing, is all-knowing. So this verse, it tries to encourage individuals to stand up for justice and speak out against any form of discrimination, any form of injustice, any form of tyranny. This is basically it. And people only do that who are muttaqeen, the ones that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones that are mindful of Allah's laws. When I am mindful of Allah's laws and Allah's commands, then I don't want to see them being broken. When I see a person being oppressed, then someone is breaking the command of Allah. And as a person who loves Allah and wants to uphold the laws of Allah, I would have to fight that person who's breaking these laws. So you see that I'm trying to help a fellow human being in order to uphold his right against an oppressive another human being. So the verse also acknowledges that there may be times when individuals face opposition or hatred from others, because the Quran clearly say in the verse, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْآنَ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدُلُوا. Because it says, don't be afraid when some people are trying to start a new face. No, we know times are hard. We know there will be people to oppose you, but you need to fight. However, it emphasizes that this should not prevent people from doing what's right and fair. Instead, individuals should persist in their commitment to justice and fairness, even in the face of opposition. By promoting justice and fairness, this verse helps to support the protection of a human rights and promotion of equality. That's as simple as it gets. It encourages individuals to act in a way that respects the rights of other people and seek solution that are fair and just for all parties involved. In this way, it helps to create a society that is safe, stable, and secure for all, because ultimately this is what we want and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. So the chapter Al-Ma'idah, and the specific verse 8, Allah also comes back and say, taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. And like I said, if you read the Quran from the first page to the last page, you will see taqwa being repeated over and over and over again. But sometimes, I and you, we need to hit the brake and ask the question, why is it repeated so much? What is Allah trying to get me to do? What is taqwa? How do I achieve taqwa? What are the benefits of taqwa? What are the harms of not having taqwa? And so on and so forth. So when we start to ask ourselves all these questions and we seek the answers to them, then that should clearly make us better people. That should make us people who are mindful of Allah, mindful of themselves, and they hold themselves accountable for their actions. And they are also mindful of other people to the point that they do not cause them any harm. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.